download. Welcome to the Doyo Download. It is I, Suigyo Kure, or I guess you could start calling me Genbu. I have spotted a wild Inkaga, and he is here. Hi.
Hey. Yeah, been a little hectic lately, so trying to get my Rikishi back into this boss show right now, but yeah. That's another story for another time.
It happens. And, we're the only two here at the moment. It's going to be another tight 30-minute show because I just finished putting together some brand new chairs for my wife and I because we are tired of sitting on uncomfortable ones while we work. And as soon as we're done with this, I get to edit this podcast, put it online, and then immediately go and take out all the garbage that's been building up because we haven't had a chance. And then start working again. Marawashi just joined us, and you can talk if you want, Marawashi, but it's up to you. So, hello. So, it's time for this week's little driblet of What About Genbu. So, I told Inkaga last week what happened last week, so we all know. He now knows Genbu. And, Genbu's real name is Yaroslava Koval. She's from the Ukraine, which you would already know. And this week, I'm going to dribble out what Heia she's joining. And that Heia is going to be the Inazuma Beya.
Oh, boy. That's going to get interesting.
So.
Got me all happy at first. I thought you were joining me, and the next thing I was like, nope.
No. There was a conversation between myself and Inazaru a while ago, and we had some discussions about what eventually was... has been revealed to be Genbu was going to be doing, and how the character is going to be working out. And then basically he let me know what kind of bonus, or the Ichimon Beya bonus, what are we calling it now?
I think, yeah, or Heia bonus. Might be Heia bonuses now too, both Ichimon and Heia bonuses. Could be wrong, though.
Marawashi just said new Rikishi are only allowed to join the new Beyas, so it was a 50-50 chance. Wait, I couldn't join? I could only join the old ones? I couldn't join the old ones?
Interesting.
Because that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. We only have two. I mean...
I don't want to take it with a little bit of salt. It's not 100% sure, but we want to fill up the new Heias, the new Beyas.
Yeah.
That's why we say that new Rikishi only join these two at the moment, but we will have more in the future, and then new Rikishis can join more. But for now, I think, if I'm not totally mistaken, new Rikishi cannot join the old Beyas.
Because Suijin was Nishonoseki. And I believe that if I wanted to remain in Nishonoseki, which I don't, but if I wanted to, that I should have been at least allowed to remain in Nishonoseki.
I think it's not the case.
Well, that's good to know.
Interesting.
Asabariki, you can also talk if you'd like. And welcome to Kaikaryu. I'll let you talk if you'd also like to as well. But, yeah. So.
Yeah, that's good to know, though.
Yeah, because
honestly, because that's where, I mean, had I been with Ento still, And especially if I switched around later on, too. That would have been very interesting to see how that would have all played out. It would have been a little wonky, though. Because it would have thrown me off. But at the same time, I mean, you always got to expect some kind of differences here and there.
Now, like I was saying, I had already had a conversation, and I was intending to join Inazuma Beya anyway. But, I mean, with only two options, that's way too limiting. That just makes no sense at this point. So, I mean, if there were three or go ahead.
We will have three or four in probably one or two basho, because we have a lot of retired rikishi who want to open one. So the thing is that, and I would favor if we don't go way too deep into this topic, because as I said, it's not everything is not decided yet. But the problem is we didn't want to force people to switch Beya at some point in their career if they don't want to. And the problem is when new rikishi now join Devanu Umi or something like that, we have 20 basho, which means 2.5 years, we don't force them to switch. And that would mean that the new, that the old Beyas can't be closed down for 2.5 years, and that's way too long.
Mm.
I mean, it makes sense. I mean, I can't deny it, but the only thing that I was thinking is what would happen if, you know, we had, wonderfully, if we had a surge of new people, and then, like, Hikari Shoryu Beya all of a sudden had 20 new members and just exploded with membership, and then the only other new Beya we have is Inazuma's. So, I mean, that's just the weird thing.
New rikishi get one free switch.
So if somebody else pops up and I hate Inazuma for Beya for some reason, I can just swap.
It's all theory right now, because we only have two, but we had to start this new thing somehow.
Yeah.
And that's why it is the way it is.
Right. Yeah.
But I think
it's reasonable.
Like, the plan is to remove the old Eyas, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm happy with the decision I made. So I mean, I'm not trying to lobby to join any other one. This is all hypothetical, if whatever. But I mean, yeah, as long as the new one starts showing up, I've got no issue. But so I'll stop talking about Beyas and move right along.
It's very nice, because it's all subject to change still.
Yeah.
But the thing is that a lot of people asked about Beyas for a long time. A lot of people are really excited to see them start right now, and I think that's the really important part, that we have a very exciting time in the Road to Yokozuna universe, and all the details and tidbits will be settled on the fly.
Yeah,
which I mean, even when you compare it from a few years ago, I mean, who would have thought that some of us would have been around this long enough, and especially enjoying it so much, that now we're going to be able to have our own Beyas and make it almost truly a one-of-a-kind thing. Like, almost completely different from the real life. From the real life Heias and everything from the actual sumo that happens in Japan.
Yeah. And had I stuck around for a basho or two more as Suijin, I mean, I could have had my own. But like I said, Inazaru and I had talked a while ago, and I made the decision way back then to go ahead and just swap over. I didn't want the responsibility at that point yet. That may change. And two, I wanted to go ahead and focus on my new rikishi. Basically, when it happened that I knew that Suijin could not become an Ozeki without like Zensho's, I shut the whole show down. I was just like, I'm not going to be that. I can't even think of his name now. Goedo. I'm not going to be Goedo. you know, just hang around there just because I could.
Yeah, I don't blame you. That would have been a lot of extra stress to add on to you, especially for your Rikishi, trying to do so much, and then who knows, have a really big, massive blowout, and then it's like now you can't do anything again. You're pretty much already forced to retire.
Yeah. So, I have had absolutely zero chance to pay attention to this Basho at all. I am running rampant here at home, trying to keep my wife up.
Yeah, it's thing. Like and I was.
I'm glad that Marawashi just posted that because I just opened up the Bansuke tab on the
Master. Yeah,
Tenoyama is the leader. Sekiwaki Tenoyama is the leader at 7-1.
Yeah.
Now I don't know what kind of run Tenoyama is on. I don't know if this is like the third of three, or if it's the second of three, or whatever. But I mean, is Tenoyama in the running for an Ozeki slot at this point?
I can look real quick. I'm trying right now.
Marawashi would be able to give us a hint. Yeah. But I mean, if he wins a few more, it'll surely be discussed. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, if this was the first, I didn't know. What I was asking is this
his only loss has been on day four.
Is this the first of the run or the second of the run? I'm not asking for like specifics or if he's definitely an in, but I mean, this is like the first or second big one.
Could be the third if he wins enough. Maybe, I don't know.
Okay.
Two bashos ago, he went 8-7. The basho before 9-6. Now it's 7-1, so maybe a really good score can make it.
Hmm. Hey, you know what? I'm a dummy. I have the master sheet open. Why don't I just look at his records?
That's what I was on right now. That's what I was trying to do.
Hey, you big dummy. Yeah, well, I mean, the 8-7's not a great start, but it's not bad. And then,
right.
And then 9-6. So, I mean, yeah, if there's a 12-3 or a 13-2, or I mean, if there's a 14-1, I could definitely see definite promotion off of that.
Yeah.
Have we had and a 14-1 other than Azuma Kuni?
I don't think so. I don't think we have, thinking about it. I mean, because I'm looking at this and seeing how he jumped up. This is his first basho up at Sekiwaki. I mean, but granted, with him being at Komozubi the last two bashos.
It's definitely the start of the run, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, he's gone three straight bashos with the winning record. I mean, the last one that he didn't have a winning record on was about five, six bashos. Four bashos ago.
Yeah.
Where his 13th basho, he went 6-9, but he was Maegashira 1. He was sitting around in that top part of the division for a while before finally getting into the Sanyaku rankings with a 10-5 record. So I think he's got some good opportunities.
I think we're looking at a potential.
And his stats show a lot too. I think that's just in my opinion. I think the way his stats are looking too, I think there's a good possibility that like how you say, this could be a really good run for him, and who knows where this could end up leading to for him.
And then looking at, and he, of course he'll be quiet for this portion of it, but looking at Ozeki Marawashi, if Ozeki Marawashi wins the Yusho, I could definitely see a brand new Yokozuna joining the ranks.
Yes, I can agree with that.
because this is quite a nice run there with a 12-3 Jun Yu show, and then a 10-5, and then if you stay at two losses or three at the most losses, finishing out with a Yu show, that's some big cheddar right there.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, and looking down, there's not really another person even down near the bottom ranks, like the bottom half of Maegashira. Only Maegashira 11 east of Tetsu Usagi. Yeah, I hope I said that right. I'm trying not to butcher his thing every time. Ugh. He's sitting right now at 6-1.
With Tetsu Usagi, yeah. I always take a break after the first U and then start the next U. So that's you did it the way I do it. Tetsu Usagi.
Okay, I did say it right. Oh, finally! I said it correctly! That should be an achievement right there.
Oh, you know what? I shouldn't just talk about Marawashi. Where is, where does Takanami hang out here? I don't know what,
He's 6-2 as well.
Yeah, but let me get his card here. His player card.
Well, yeah. I think he's on a wash, I think. I could be wrong.
If he Yu shows, I could also see him going to Yokozuna. So, I bet it would be a Yu show. I mean, but both of them, it's a Yu show. It's nothing less than a Yu show for both of them.
Right. That's going to be really pushing it too, especially, I mean, but it's like you say, it's possible.
Yeah.
Especially with both of them only having two losses, and depending on who they have to face, in the third and fourth blocks, that could really make a difference.
I mean, it's definitely dangerous looking, and looking down at Juryo, yeah. It seems like a nasty place to be right now.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a hornet's nest. Just don't look at me with the 0-4, which hopefully if I can get given the green light, I can try to get my four block two matches in, but I gotta find out from the Gyojis if they will allow me to do the second block or not. Other than that, I mean, our big front runner right now is Katayuki, and that's 6-0 at Juryo 6, but, I mean, you have four people, though, sitting at six wins. Granted, Maeyama is at 6-1, Daizan is at 6-2, Arashi Dake is at 6-2 as well. I mean, there's still some time in there was, I mean, Hikosaru, yes, he's at 5-3, but, I mean, at the same time, he's only one win behind a lot of these other Rikishi that still have to fight, and you never know what could happen to the other two that are at six wins. They could possibly lose their other two matches that they still have to do.
Yeah, and it looks like Senshi could also get that sixth win and keep the two losses and still be in it.
Yep. So that's going to mean there's a lot to play.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone else is at two losses, three losses, or four, like in my case. But, I mean, still. Right now there's three people that are actually, no, there's five that have not done a single battle. Kiyoshi, Kaiku Mikoshin, Kota Inami, and Azumakaze. I'm not including myself unless I get confirmed that I can't do the best show, but that's right there. Four people that I've counted, four or five, that haven't done a single match yet, so I think they're all Kyujo, but I could be wrong, because I don't see any yellow box or anything.
Yeah, I was going to say they don't look officially Kyujo, but, you know, doesn't mean they aren't going to be labeled as such as we go. And looking at Mikushi real quick, it's also looking like a hornet's nest, except for a couple people. But I mean,
yeah, there's only Suijiru is at 7-1, and then Suurashi is at 7-1 ever, and then there's three people at 6-2, and then everyone else is just getting absolutely ran over. Like, I mean, poor Inazaru in his debut at Makusha in 3-4. So, but I mean, like how it is, it's a learning curve.
It's like Inazaru just picked right up where he left off.
I didn't want to say anything. Inazuma, if you're hearing this later on the podcast, please don't yell at me. I didn't want to say anything.
Oh, yeah. That's great stuff. Great stuff.
Oh yeah. But seeing that Kumo, there's already right now four people Kyujo, as well as one Entei. That even with me, if I'm able to come back and do my blocks, I mean, that at least gives me some kind of breathing room. But at the same time, with me pretty much being right off the bat at 0-4, that's still a lot of work for me to stay up in Jirio, especially being Jirio 14Es, being the last one to make it into Jirio from last Basho.
I know I said I'd stop talking about the Bayas, but I have a question about the Bayas. When you start a Baya, do you have a choice of how the leadership runs? Like, if you want to be in solid charge, you can always be in charge, or you can choose to be rotational like the Ichimon were?
No comment on that.
Uh-oh. No comment. Uh-oh.
Well, I mean, It's a simple. Is it up for debate? Is that what I'm hearing?
I was gonna say it sounded like it.
That, I'm not super deep into the topic.
Okay. Because Say I'm gonna open my own Heia. And I decide that I don't want to rotate. I just want to be in charge all the time. I don't want to be forced into, and I don't want to be forced into rotating. I was just wanting to know if that was an option, because I know at one point that was discussed. I was just curious. I mean, it's not a pressing concern. I just didn't know if anybody knew right off the top of their heads. And I don't know why that popped into my head all of a sudden. I'm one of those people that if you don't say something right away, it's gone forever.
I know the feeling.
I'm also one of those people that if he walks into a room and he forget where you're there, I'll just turn around and leave because I mean, there's no reason for me to be there anymore. Wah, wah. I mentioned this last week, and I did test the bot that allows me to play the theme music and closing music inside Discord. So hopefully that gets approved. Hanabusa did answer, and the bigwigs are going to discuss it. The bot literally, that's all the bot does, is just allows me to play the music in it. But, you know, this is their server, so hopefully that gets put through. There is a slight delay when it plays too, though, so I mean that's a little weird, but hey, we'll find out. Then maybe I don't have to tell everybody to be quiet while the music is silent for the rest of you. You know,
it's always the fun part.
While I'm dancing over here enjoying the music, you're all like, I don't know what he's doing, a freaking weirdo.
It's like, man, why can we not hear his music, man? We want to hear some music.
I mean, it should be a thing. I have a real life sumo question. I would like some opinions. What does everybody think about Ichinojo's weird ass situation?
I don't know what to say, because I was hearing about it. That was, I know that's not a good image for him, but yeah, They're kind of like stuck in the middle between what they want to do, because I mean, he is technically, well, no, they already did the Basho after his championship, or have they?
He moved in back into the Heia after his championship, which he was living out of the Heia for, but he went back to drinking, which is why they moved him back into the Heia again. So I don't know about that, but Asabariki, you popped in.
It's incredibly hard to know what they will decide about it. Given that they didn't force him into retirement earlier, he won't be forced into retirement at all, I guess. Maybe he'll get suspended for like one basho or something like that, or maybe nothing will happen. I don't know.
So you
that's going to be the interesting part.
My only thing is he won't get he won't retire. That's the only thing I'm pretty sure, and the rest is open to know if you can see the mind of all the Japanese guys.
I mean, it's weird, but I mean, if you're not representing sumo the way they want you to represent sumo, and they're letting you stick around, they're sending mixed messages. So, I mean,
yeah.
Well, we still don't know the true story. Like, we have several accounts of Ichinojo being having hit his Okami-san, the wife of the Oyakata, by accident, just to. Just to get out of grasp, or something more vicious, or we don't know exactly the real circumstances. So, how much it was voluntary, how much it really hit, or it was just a slight shove or push. I don't really know. There is various accounts, so the truth is not yet clear.
And they should do everything they can to make it clear, because I mean, us is the sumo audience, and I'm not just saying us Americans or French or, you know, everybody that watches sumo, the less information that we have, the more we speculate about it, and the worse sumo looks as a result, because we don't have the information and we start believing things that aren't necessarily true. So, you know, all of a sudden Ichinojo goes from an accidental bump to picking her up and hurling her across the room.
Yeah, doing pulling in Ento, and Ento flying into the crowd and hurting people. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I was just curious.
Well, that should be the right thing, but, like, the GSA is not known for transparency.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe they'll probably know the truth, but they won't tell the public, and many things aren't told to the public. Even if it may look suspicious or a bit bad, they don't want to make a lot of things public, like.
And I mean, I can understand that too. So
yeah, it's kind of reasonable, because it's like they want to keep the integrity up. I mean, especially because how long that sumo has been around, but at the same time they're trying to. They want to keep some star people in, but yeah, it's like a catch-22 for them. It's like they're trying to be more lenient, be more strict, especially with how more of the modern stuff is now, with modern day, but at the same time, they still want to keep some of the actual true traditions together, but I mean, there's a lot. I feel like there's a lot that is going to really hit make or break JSA, depending on what they do.
Yeah. Well, it is the half hour mark, and I do have a lot to do. So I want to thank everybody for joining us, and I want to thank Inkaga for coming out of whatever hole you've been hiding in to come back. And
Yeah, it's been a little rough. I'm trying to make it back again, because, yeah, too much has been going on, and I've missed doing this the last few weeks, and I know there was only one week where I knew I had to mean a definite reason why I couldn't make it, and that was because I was filming a disc golf event, which, crossing my fingers, I might get the job for doing some more camera work with Disc Golf Network, and at some point, maybe even into July, I might get an opportunity to go out to Norway and Finland for 2 weeks.
Disc Golf has a network?
Yes, and a pro tour and everything else. So I actually compete. I compete on some of the more statewide levels. But yeah, they actually have a pro tour and everything, and they actually pay out some pretty good money now, which is insane.
At this point, I should realize that everything has a pro tour. So
yeah, especially times have changed.
Yeah.
Oh my god, Mario.
Wake me up when there's a road to disc golf. Wow. Well, I think that's
the same. If that happens, I will probably be the first one to join them if that happens. I only doubt it, but...
I want to do the reserved opening for that one.
Oh my god.
Once again, yeah, sounds like a cool thing. Oh. Yeah, I mean, I would love to travel all too, but I need to get my passport first, which I don't have. But enough about that.
Yeah, I got to do the
feed. You can find this podcast, like the feed for this podcast, at emeraldspector.com, and Specter is spelled T-E-R, because that's the way you spell it. You can email me, emeraldspector.com@gmail.com. You, at the moment, can still find me on Twitter at Emerald Spectre, although I'm wild and all over the place. I am Suigyo Kure, SuigyoKurei, on Discord, or Genbu, GENBU, or Suijin, SuiJin, or Emerald Spectre. I'm pretty sure you can tag all of those to find me. And you can also post in the official RTY podcast channel to ask questions, comment, or make requests. I can't guarantee we'll fulfill all of those, but, you know. And I promise that after Christmas is over, and remember, I am a USPS letter carrier, so Christmas doesn't necessarily end on Christmas. Once the Christmas season is over... We'll go back to longer form podcasts, and I'll be doing bigger things. But until then, you know, they're going to be on the shorter side. So until next time, this is the Doyo Download, and we'll see you in the future. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye. See you.